What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. And to start off, I wanted to thank those of you that have downloaded the book that I just launched, Leading a Legacy Lifestyle, The 9 Pillars to Leaving a Legacy. It's been doing fairly well on Amazon, and it's kind of fun to watch it move up the hot new book release lists and up into its categories. It hit number one in its category in business and money under training yesterday, so that was pretty fun and exciting. But more importantly, this weekend I was on a marriage retreat and really committed to being present and engaged and really truly getting the most out of that time that I had with my wife. You know, we got three young kids, and there's just not a lot of opportunities like that for us to just be present and engaged with each other and to truly take some time to work on us as a couple. And if I'm truly the leader of the Legacy Lifestyle, and which I am, and in trying to make sure that I do the work and focus on my relationship with my wife and make sure that my relationship with my kids is where it needs to be, I need to be intentional and actually take time to put in work and communicate and find out where I'm at and where we are at and figure out where we want to go and come up with a plan on what we're going to do and commit going forward. And it is next to impossible. Not that it's impossible, but it's hard on a daily basis, on a regular routine, to do that with each other in the normal day-to-day grind. You got long days, you got work, you got to come home, you got the kids, got to give them love and attention on a daily basis. And by the end of the day, at the end of the night, you know, it's late and you might be stressed out. You might just want to be able to sit down for a little bit and just clear your mind and not have to engage. And it's just hard to really truly have some of those good conversations. So I highly recommend going to a marriage retreat and not just waiting until you know, you're at the end of the rope per se in your marriage, which seems to be like what a lot of people do. And I'll be honest, I mean, coming into this retreat, I mean, we had a really horrible week together, and so we were coming into it with not the best or greatest of terms, just, you know, just not a good week between my wife and I. And but just a true and total you know, dedicated time on us and together and around other couples, and truly going all in and being open and participating at this high level, because that is the only way it truly was going to work. If one of us were to have come into this weekend and been closed off and not participating and upset and mad and just not wanting to be there, it would have been disaster. But to truly go all in and to be open and to both be engaged and trying to make the most out of the time, it is amazing the results that can happen. And yes, I mean, you do not have to go to a dedicated, designated marriage retreat to make this happen in your life with your wife. You could definitely take a vacation and kind of do a little mini retreat weekend on your own if you are disciplined enough and have the tools necessary to know the right questions to ask each other and truly commit to doing that. I highly recommend the retreat setting, number one, because it's good, it's fun, and it's just great and very healthy for the relationship. And number two, it's guided, and there's structure, which also forces you to really truly commit and to do the work. And we talked a little bit about how, you know, there's a parable in the Bible about how you reap what you sow, or the parable of the sower. And it talks about, you know, how if you plant your seeds in a hardened ground, how you're not going to get any results. If you plant it in a rocky soil, it might spring up fast, but is going to die and get scorched by the sun quickly, because that seed was based in a very thin layer of soil with no protection. If you place your seed in thorny soil, the thorns are going to pop up as well, along with the plant or the seed, and it's going to choke out what you have planted. And how we need to truly plant our seeds in fertile soil, in this good soil, this great rich soil that's deep and allows the seed to grow its roots and truly firmly grab a hold. And how that truly is a great example of how we need to treat our marriage and how we need to treat everything, all of the areas in our life. We reap what we sow. We reap what we sow in our body, in our fitness. We do the work, we see the results, right? If we do the work for a day or a week, yeah, we might shed a few quick pounds, but then it's going to come back twofold. In our business, are we putting in the daily work on a consistent, daily, committed basis? Doing the work every single day, even when we don't want to. In our relationships, even when we don't want to. Most importantly, when we don't want to, it's easy to do the work when we're happy, when we're motivated. We had the conversation. I mean, this marriage retreat doesn't fix and solve all your problems. And it's great because you're committing and spending this amazing time together and truly connecting on a deeper level than you normally are able to do. But we both know damn well that when we get home, life is going to happen again. Life is going to start up. We're not going to have that constant 24 hours of just us time to really talk, communicate, write things down, be together, have this connection. Things are going to happen. Stuff is going to happen with the kids. Things are going to happen at work. Life is going to throw us curveballs. And if we're not protecting our relationship together, if we're not consistently putting in the time and the work to guard our relationship, we can easily fall back into these holes. We can very easily forget all the work that we just put in this weekend if we're not intentional about it and if we're not conscious about it and consistent and committed to it. So I guess my lesson for today would be, do something like this with your wife. You truly want to leave this legacy, set this example for your children, and truly have this relationship, this marriage that is epic and on fire. Like, who doesn't want that, right? I mean, who truly doesn't want that when they get married? Yes, over time you might get jaded and grow unattached and emotionally disconnect over time. I get it, man. It's like, I was there. I've done it. I've done it for years. But truly think about, like, your marriage and where it began and what made you guys happy and how did you first fall in love with this person? Like, love is truly a choice, right? Love is a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. And those are two things that we have to do daily with the people in our lives and, most importantly, with our wife. So do it. Why not? Like, you don't want to get divorced. You don't, you know, it can work. You can make it happen. But you will have to get over yourself and your stories. You will have to forgive. You will have to be willing to make it work, to do the work, not try to make it work. I hate that word. Should we try to make this work? Are you going to try to do this? Try to do that? Try means that you are not going to do it. try is a way of making yourself sound like or feel good, making yourself feel good, like basically talking yourself into thinking that you're going to commit when really you're not going to commit, really in your head. By you saying that you're going to try to do something, you're really telling yourself that you're not going to do it. You're telling yourself, it sounds cool for me to say that I'm going to try to do something, but I know deep down that I'm really just not going to do it. And that's okay, because I said I would try. And if I try, at least I gave it an effort. When in all reality from the beginning, you know damn well that you didn't give anything an effort. And basically, the only thing you did was commit to saying that you're going to try to do it and knowing damn well that you're not. So commit. Commit to your marriage. No matter where it's at, it can be saved. It can be resurrected. And it needs to be. Especially if you have kids. You don't want some other man or woman raising your children. I mean, divorce just brings a whole hell of another level of problems that you thought you were getting out of when you get a divorce. Like, I've seen it all the time. I've seen it, and I've been there. I've been on the cusp of divorce. And yeah, sure, there might be certain situations where it is the best to get out. But I would say 99% of the time, I mean, people are getting into marriages saying basically that they're going to try this marriage out. And at the first sign that it doesn't work, they jump out. They jump ship. They take off. They leave. It would have been better off not getting married in the first place. I mean, the divorce rates are ridiculous. It's like 1 in 2 marriages ends in divorce. I mean, what kind of commitment level is that? It'd be really interesting to really take a look at the numbers and see over the years, you know, how long marriages last. Because I have a feeling that that number is dwindling as well. So, kind of going off on a rant, and you reap what you sow. Don't try, but commit. Invest in your marriage. Invest in all of the areas of your life. Go to a retreat. Most of you do not have the discipline or the knowledge or the experience to do this on your own. Yes, it's good to get away with your wife on a vacation without the kids, but to truly work and invest in your marriage and to truly connect at a deep level and talk about some serious and some hard things that need to be communicated that normally will not get communicated on a day-to-day basis. I don't know that there's any other model out there that works best, and whether your marriage is struggling or whether your marriage is in a good spot and thriving, this will only strengthen that. So I highly encourage anyone in a marriage to go out and find a retreat that's close to you and do it once a year, like we did one 5 or 6 years ago. It was awesome and one of our favorite experiences together, and then it worked so well that we didn't do it again for another 5 or 6 years. And like I said, like anything, if you don't use it, if you don't practice it, it fades and skills get rusty, and life happens, and a drift can happen very easily. And so to be able to stay plugged in and do this at least once a year, it's going to be a great constant reminder and a great and nice and needed refresh and reset for yourself and your marriage. So I love you guys, honor you guys, appreciate you guys for listening. Appreciate you guys for downloading the book. It's free for the next few days through the 16th of February. So get your book on Amazon, Legacy Lifestyle. You can do a search for that, it'll pop up. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.